A congressional committee takes a look next week at the Utah Public Lands Initiative. That's the proposal considered an alternative to a Bears Ears National Monument. KUER's Judy Face reports.
The House Natural Resources Committee will hear for the first time about the Public Lands Initiative bill. Utah Congressman Rob Bishop has been working on the concept for years. It would designate areas of federal land for energy, grazing, mining, recreation, and conservation. Regina Lopez-Whiteskunk is co-chair of the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition. She'll testify at the hearing on why her group opposes Bishop's approach and instead advocates a 1.9 million-acre Bears Ears National Monument that would be co-managed by Native Americans.
That's the voice that always gets misunderstood, diluted, and maybe even sometimes not even spoke of. I'll continue to speak for all those that I feel I need to carry the voice for.
Bishop's bill came out this summer just as Interior Secretary Sally Jewell arrived in southeastern Utah to hear from locals and to see for herself what's on the line. The legislation covers 18 million acres of land and contains many contested provisions. Critics doubt it will pass Congress before the current session ends. Meanwhile, Utah Governor Gary Herbert is headed to Washington soon to try to talk the Obama administration out of creating a national monument.
I think there is better ways to approach this, and certainly which will present us with an opportunity to ameliorate the confrontational aspects of that's taken place on public lands in not only Utah but other states.
Herbert's hinted he's crafting yet another proposal for protecting the archaeologically rich lands around the Bears Ears Buttes, but he hasn't described his plan and how it might affect the various interest groups. Judy Face, KUER News.